This week's parasha tells us about the tragedy of Moshe Rabbeinu himself not being allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. He's punished, of course, for the story of the rock and the taking of the water out of the rock. Torah does not make clear what Moshe was punished for, and therefore there are many suggestions made by the Rishonim. Each of them are problematic. Rashi's famous explanation that Moshe was punished for hitting the rock as opposed to speaking to the rock. The Rishonim ask on Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Shmot was told to hit the rock. Why here should he have been expected to do otherwise? All he did is what he had done in the past. Very similar kasha is asked by the Ramban on the suggestion made by the Rambam. The Rambam says that Moshe was punished for calling the Jews rebellious, Shimuna Hamorim, for getting angry at the Jews at this moment. And the obvious question is that in last week's parsha, Parshat Korach, God himself got angry at the Jewish people for rebelling and called them rebellious. He said the staff of Aaron would be an ot livnei meri, a sign for the rebellious people. So again, wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu merely doing what was correct in the past, and why suddenly was it wrong now? I believe the basic distinction one can make in explaining both Rashi and the Rambam, and in general, the criticism of Moshe, the punishment of Moshe, could be connected to understanding the difference between the present he was facing and the past. This was a new generation, a generation that had not yet experienced what the other generation had, a generation that was not yet expected to have learned the lessons of previous generations. If you look back at Parshat Beshalach, where the Jewish people complained about lack of water, the first time, God is tolerant and shows how to use wood to heal the water and be able to drink water. Only the second time, when the Jews complain a second time, Moshe told to hit the rock, and does Amalek come as part of their punishment. This is a new generation that needs to be given a chance to learn on their own. Moshe Rabbeinu sees them as a continuation. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it is a continuation. This is the third, the fourth time that people are complaining about water. The last generation, God called rebellious, but this was a new generation. They were complaining, they were challenging, they were wondering for the first time, and it was a time to educate as opposed to punish. Obviously, there's a huge lesson here about the ability to be able to relate to different people, new people in a new way, new children, grandchildren in a new way, and not to carry with us our burdens and frustrations of the past when relating to new people with their new challenges. Let's learn from Moshe how to be able to lead new people and new generations based upon where they are. Chanoch l'nar al pi darko.